Joining us now in studio is Virginia Kasmarek.
Good morning, Jeff.
You've been on here many times.
But I still get just as nervous every time.
This may be the last time. Of course, the executive director still of the Northfield Area YMCA, but outgoing. Wow, so it's kind of a bittersweet thing for probably both of us.
Yeah. It's been a tough week.
You announced about a week or so ago that you'll be leaving. You've accepted a position leading the Rochester YMCA. It's kind of a bittersweet thing, isn't it?
And it's shocking. I think it's shocking to first to myself and Jim, to us, but I think to the community members too, because a month ago, I wasn't looking, and I wasn't, interested in another position, but opportunity, that old saying, opportunities do present themselves when you least expect them. That's exactly what happened here. So,
well, you can leave town not only proud of what you've done, but you've kind of become a legend here in Northfield. We'll be talking about Virginia Kasmarek for generations.
I just slipped Jeff a 20, so I'll just keep sending you 20s under the table here.
You keep doing that, man. You keep doing that. I won't turn them down. You came to town 10 years ago or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, I came into town. Actually, my very first interview was with Susie Rook in October, I think, of 2007. And I started officially at the Wire October, November, and I started officially in December of 2007. So I'm coming up on 11 years.
Yeah, Northfield at that time had, I think, started YMCA or talking about starting.
Yeah,
But it didn't have a home. There was nowhere. They just ran some programs.
We had big dreams.
Yes. But they did have some big dreams. And boy, there are not many people who have the opportunity to put something like that on their resume, but you have done so amazingly well. You and a lot of Northfielders working with you, putting that whole YMCA.
Yeah,
in the building.
Now that I'm starting a new position, you start to spend some time thinking about what it is you enjoy doing when you're working. And what I just love doing is working with teams. I love that. I love working with my staff team. I love working with the board team. I love working with volunteer teams. I love working with fundraising teams. So that's just the part that fires me up. And so think about that. In 11 years, there's been hundreds and hundreds of teams, that in different sizes that have done all sorts of things in Northfield, but in the YMCA's project specifically. That's how we got this project done. It's just people just got together and said, okay, don't tell us it can't be done, because we're going to work really hard to make that happen.
Boy, the bottom line was, over the course of time, you raised somewhere in the vicinity of maybe $10 million or
9.
Close
4.
To it.
9.4. Yeah.
We have a beautiful new facility that is, it's not a facility nobody wanted. Boy, it has boomed in popularity.
Yeah, we're still averaging right around that 4,800 to 5,000 members every single month. And we pull about 75% of the members from the Northfield, they have Northfield addresses. So we pull like a 10-mile radius.
Wow.
And so if you look at an unduplicated count annually, we're in the 8 or 9,000 people touch the Y at different times in a year's period. So it's just been really well received.
Yeah.
And that includes guest passes, because people not everybody's a member. They come and just use the facility for the day or sign up for a swimming program and they're a non-member, so... Yeah,
building it, having it being so well received, and the popularity is still growing. I know you'll be leaving, but what are some of the things that, before you left, that you would like to see in the future of Northfield, the Northfield area?
Yeah, the really, really cool thing, and what I feel really proud of, is that the YMCA is in a really good position. I mean, we successfully raised $9.4 million. Almost all of that was in local dollars. We are on track to have that paid off really soon, so it's right on track to what we had planned. Operationally, we're sustainable, so that's, we've been sustainable since the first school year. We're open in 2015, and the staff team is really, really solid. So what I hope for is like a two-pronged approach. One is sustainability, because I think a lot of the partnerships we're doing and a lot of the community members we're serving, that's been very impactful, so I want to make sure that stays the course. But also, I think there's opportunities for us to grow, of course. There's more unmet needs. There's more opportunities to work together with a school district and, other organizations to reach more kids and more families. So, Yeah.
Boy, this could be a several hour long interview.
Interview, but I'll talk faster.
I'll try to trim it down because you've touched Northfield in so many different ways. It goes beyond the YMCA. You've been involved with you've been very passionate about the Yellow Ribbon Campaign, yeah. And that's another program that's really taken off. Yeah. And you have been an integral part of that.
Yeah, that's again another team. You got me thinking about that. That was another team of community members that really wanted to put together a network of resources to support military and veterans and their families. And I'm a veteran, so I have that part that energizes me. And I'm really energized about supporting families and youth. So it just was a natural thing for me to get involved in. And that's in a good place, too. I mean, that we have two veterans we're helping right now. And the network is probably 400 or 500 people strong in Northfield. These are local people that are, veterans have help. We send out an email and folks help. It's just warms my heart. It doesn't get better than that.
You have also, you served a term on the Northfield Hospital Board as well.
Yeah.
And I recall Dana Graham, who was then the mayor, saying, we were just talking one night, he's like, yeah, I'm looking for another person. He goes, do you think Virginia? And I'm like, well, yeah. Well, actually, didn't ask my permission or anything. But as a boy, there's a natural tie-in right there. And I know your time was much appreciated.
Yeah, and my passions again are quality of life, community health, supporting families. So that was really a nice thing for me to get involved in. And again, another team. I love working in those teams to get big things done. So that was really fun. I enjoyed that. I learned so much too. That was really an opportunity that I value.
Yeah. Let's look towards the future. You're going to be leaving for Rochester. Mm-hmm. Now, and you mentioned you start with the Twin Cities YMCA soon. I didn't realize, it's the same organization.
Yeah.
Actually, tell us about that, how that whole thing came about.
Well, Rochester was a couple of years ago an independent, just like our Y is. So it was independently owned. They have a CEO and then a board of directors that that drives the strategic plan and the vision. So a few years ago, that was the same for Rochester. And Rochester's Y has been around for quite a while. And then a couple of years ago, the Twin Cities YMCA acquired the Rochester YMCA. So I think they have 27 branches under the Twin Cities umbrella, and Rochester's one of those 27. So that and it's a newly acquired one. So they have lots of opportunity that they see down there, lots of unmet needs, lots of partnerships, lots of staff team endeavors that we can do, lots of fundraising, and so my eyes start to sparkle when you mention those things.
No, when you accepted the job, that's not the first time you've been asked, from what I understand. How did that history go about?
Well, I used to work up in the Twin Cities before I came here. I was there 9 years, and then I've been down here 11. And so I have mentors that work up there, and so I've stayed connected with those mentors over the years. And about 15 months ago or so, one of my mentors approached me and said, would you ever consider, a move to now that Northfield is doing fabulously. Would you ever consider? And I was like, no, I'm going to be, I'm the vice chair of the hospital. I'm going to be the chair eventually. And I'm really excited about those kinds of, partnerships and opportunities and learning opportunities and new teams. And so I said, oh, no, absolutely no. I kind of did the, where you put your arms down the side of your body, go, no. And then they reapproached me again this past May, and I was still no. And then about a month ago, so like less than 3 weeks before I actually accepted the offers, they approached me again and asked me if I'd apply. And the logic that Jim and I talked about is that, there's nothing wrong with me listening to what they have to say. Maybe it is a good fit, and we'll see where it goes. So so I put my name in the hat and went through the process. And actually, still right up to the day that they offered the position, I was still thinking, this is win-win. Because if they give me everything that I think is what I love doing, the scope of my job, all those things, then I win because I can accept that. But if they don't, I win because I get to stay at the Northfield YMCA, which I love. I know where every brick and every window curve and every volunteer and staff, and I know everything about that. Why I got so much caring into that facility. So it was a win-win situation.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's been a whirlwind since Wednesday. Absolutely whirlwind. I've been a red-headed tornado.
Well, I think you were that when you hit the town and haven't stopped since.
Here's another 20.
Going down to Rochester, you have now established a pretty good track record of building facilities. We talked about before they went on the air. They have one facility. Rochester is huge, and there's money just funneling into that. And it's getting larger with the new medical facilities that they're putting on board. And is there Is there another Y going up? Yeah, is that one of the things you're going to look at?
That's partly what, you know, I'm really inspired by challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I share with people that might be a mental health issue, because I don't know a lot of people that get all excited when they think there's, you know, challenges to overcome, or tell me it can't be done, because that just gets my, you know, creative juices and my problem solving going. So I think part of the reason I was attracted to Rochester is because it feels like there's so much opportunity down there. There's so many opportunities to partner and to provide more for the community, and there's so much, you know, ability and capacity possibly for fundraising as well. And I think the last I checked, the population of the greater in Rochester and the greater surrounding areas, like 186 or 200,000 people. And so that's appealing to me too, because it's a broader, you know, a broader geographic and a broader scope. So I'm just really, really excited about that.
What is the facility they currently have? Is it adequate?
It's downtown. It probably needs a little bit of attention, I think. Mm-hmm. It's a good facility, actually. They have a brand new pool they just built 10 years ago, so that it's got some great, you know, assets to it. But I think there's some things that could be done, you know, to move it forward into the next phase of whatever the goals and visions they have for that facility. So I'm partly still learning, you know, but as you can tell, what excites me is working with the new staff teams and achieving whatever those goals are, and still learning what all those goals are, since, I know Northfield really well. I don't know Rochester so well anymore yet.
That leads me into my next question. You like the teams, your new team, not only the staff, but the board of directors in Rochester. And have you met with them yet?
Yeah, that was part of the interview process. I did meet with like five of them. And so, you know, you're a nervous wreck. I can't remember a thing I said, but I think I do have some contagious energy, and I think they picked up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the welcomes I've been getting were things like, you know, I could tell you're passionate about the impact of why I can help in a community or do with a community and the partnerships that are available. So I think they picked up on some of that contagious energy, and they thought, okay, we could try this with this gal. Okay.
Now, is there where are you going to be moving down there?
No, I joined the world of commuters.
Okay.
And I've found out in the last week since it was announced that there's a lot of people that actually commute to Rochester. Mm-hmm. It must be mail that's maybe pulling a segment of them. So I joined the world of commuters.
All right.
Yeah. I'll know more about what's going on in international news, because I haven't had the time, you know, since I live in Northfield, to really know what's going on in the radio. So,
but Rochester is probably a more international city.
I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Well, we wish you the best.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for your service to Northfield. It's certainly appreciated, and you have left your mark on the town of Northfield.
The red-headed tornado.
Yeah. Well, we're just glad that maybe you still will run into you, that red-headed
absolutely
tornado.
Will. You at some absolutely point. Will. Yeah. So. Yeah. So thank you. Jeff.
Thank you, Virginia. Virginia Kazmarek, once again, the outgoing director of the Northfield Area Y and the ingoing director of the Rochester Area YMCA.